Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masai Sensei. This is episode 88. Today in this episode, we will learn about Tari shimasu. Now let's go. Tari shimasu. This is used when you want to mention some representative's action or situations out of many. Usually, two actions or situations are mentioned in parallel. But there are cases in which three or only one are mentioned. So for example, on Sunday, I tidy up my room and cooked, etc. So this means that on Sunday, I tidied up my room, I cooked, and I did other things as well. However, I only mentioned two of them. In this case, we will use tari shimasu. So in order to make this tari shimasu form, we will change the verb into ta form and then put together with ri. To tidy up the room is 部屋を掃除します. So we will change the last part, shimasu, into ta form and put together with ni. Souji shitari. And then to cook is ryori shimasu. So we will change this end part, shimasu, into ta form and then put together with ni. Ryori shitari. And then we will end with shimasu. So it becomes 日曜日は掃除したり、料理したりします。日曜日は掃除したり、料理したりします。So it implies that, apart from doing cooking and cleaning up, I did other things, but I only mentioned two of them. Let's look at another example. I watch movie, go shopping, eat food, etc., at Ginza. So as you can see, we can also use this tari shimasu form for more than three actions. So first action is to watch movie. Watch movie is 映画を見ます. So we will change 見ます into ta form and then put together with ni. Ginza de 映画を見たり. And then go shopping is 買い物をします. So we will change shimasu into ta form and then put together with ri. 買い物をしたり. And then to eat food is ご飯を食べます. So we will change 食べます into ta form and put together with ri. 食べたり. And then at the end of the sentence, we will use shimasu. 銀座で映画を見たり. 買い物をしたり、ご飯を食べたりします。銀座で映画を見たり、買い物をしたり、ご飯を食べたりします。So in this case, it means that other than watching movie, going shopping, eating food, I did other things as well, but I only mentioned three of them. We can also use this tari shimasu form for only one action. Let's say, on my days off, I play game, etc. at home. My day off is yasumi no hi. And then, I play game at home is 家でゲームをします. So we will change this shimasu into ta form and then put together with ri. ゲームをしたり. And then we will end the sentence by using します。休みの日は家でゲームをしたりします。休みの日は家でゲームをしたりします。So it implies that apart from playing game, you did other things as well, but you only mentioned one of them. Now I will explain the other usage of this tari shimasu. It is used when two opposite meanings are used. It indicates that the actions or situations repeat alternately many times. As opposite things repeat, It also indicates that the situation is not stable. So for example, that person keeps on going and coming here. So go and come is the opposite meaning. That's why we can use this たりたりします in order to express the repeated actions. Go is 行きます. So た form is 行った and then put together with に. Come is 来ます. た form is 来た and then we will put together with に. And at the end of the sentence, we will use します. So, あの人はここを行ったり来たりします。あの人はここを行ったり来たりします。So this たりたりします form can only be used when the two actions have the opposite meaning. It can also be used for adjectives. For example, on Sundays, sometimes I'm free and sometimes I'm busy. So when two opposite meaning adjectives are used, this means sometimes. If it's e adjective, you will change into past tense plain form and put together with ni. If it's na adjective, you will change into past tense plain form and then put together with ni. So, to be free is 暇です. 暇でした is past tense. Plain form is 暇だった. 暇だった. And then we will put together with り. Busy, this is e adjective. 忙しいです. Past tense is 忙しかったです. Plain form is 忙しかった. And then we will put together with に. And of course, we have to end the sentence with します. So, 日曜日は暇だったり、忙しかったりします。日曜日は暇だったり、忙しかったりします。So this means, on Sundays, sometimes I'm free and sometimes I'm busy.The electricity keeps on turning on and off. So turn on and turn off. These are opposite meaning. Because these are verbs, it means it's a repeated action. The electricity turns on is 電気がつきます. So we will change this into た form and then put together with り. 電気がついたり. And then turns off is消えます. So we will change this into た form and then put together with り. 消えたり. And then we will end the sentence with します. 電気がついたり消えたりします。電気がついたり消えたりします。These days, sometimes the weather is good and sometimes the weather is bad.Recently is 最近最近 And the weather is good is 天気がいいです So this いいです we will make this into past tense plain form So いいです past tense is よかったです So this is an exception we cannot say いかったです We have to say よかったですSo, plain form will be よかった. And then we will put together with り. 天気がよかったり. And then the weather is bad will be 天気が悪いです. So, 悪いです. Past tense is 悪かったです. Plain form is 悪かった. So, 悪かったり. And then we will put together with します at the end.最近の天気は良かったり悪かったりします。最近の天気は良かったり悪かったりします。So today we learned about たりたりします。The first usage is, this is used to mention some representative actions or situation out of many. The second usage is, this is used for repeated action or when you want to indicate sometimes this happened and sometimes this happened. However, the second usage is only used when the two words have opposite meaning. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。